Good morning. So thankful you're here. So thankful that you're tuning in live stream for this Lord's Day, that we can come and worship together and have a word of exhortation. This is a special day in our community. It's called Mother's Day. Obviously, we've mentioned it already. But let me make a quick note that Mother's Day is just not one time a year. It's not just one occasion throughout the year. It's year round. All year, mothers need to be recognized and honored and revered. And this is not just merely because we say so, but it's because God commands it. God wants us to look up to the mom and the dad in reverence and respect towards them, because a reflection of the respect and reverence we have towards our parents is a reflection of the respect and reverence we have towards God and His authority. So this is something that I know that we're taking special time out and we're going to talk about moms today, but I don't want us to be fooled that this is just once a year. This should be an all-year recognition. So we set this time aside to honor our moms and to think about them. We put our focus and attention into the area of their role that has been given to them by God to raise and rear children. And in order to try to explain or exhaust all the things that moms do, that is a big challenge. It's too difficult. It can't be done in one 20-minute lesson on a Sunday. Moms do a lot. Their work is exhausting, and it takes a tremendous person, a human, to do everything that mothers do. So this morning I want to share a few experiences of my own. I want to give you five simple truths. Do I expect you to remember all these five simple truths that we're going to cover? No, but you're going to get the gist of the lesson. You're going to understand that moms are to be honored and respected even into our older age. Thomas Edison said, "I did not have my mother long, but she cast over me an influence which has lasted all my life. The good effects of her early training I can never lose. If it had not been for her appreciation and her faith in me at a critical time in my experience, I should never likely have become an inventor. I was a careless boy, and with a mother of different mental caliber, I should have turned out badly. But her firmness, sweetness, goodness, her potent powers to keep me in the right path, my mother was the making of me. The memory of her will always be a blessing to me." The scripture that was so capably read for us, Proverbs 31, 27, and 28, probably the most popular section of scripture about concerning womanhood and motherhood, what a woman and a mom should look like, what a wife should look like. And I encourage all women and young women to read Proverbs 31, strive to be a reflection of that young lady in that scripture, but also know that she is the standard. She is perfection. And not one woman is able to fulfill all of the things that virtuous woman did. Certainly, you look to her example and you strive to be like her, but to reach that standard is a great feat. In my life, I have had the great blessing of women in my life that I was surrounded with in my upbringing and even now, that individually, they are not the virtuous woman, but collectively, they make up the perfect woman. I had a grandmother when I was younger who put time and invested energy into raising me properly. She always made sure I had an undershirt on. Guess what I have on this morning? I have an undershirt on. She made sure that even in her older age, can you imagine this? I had a grandma that would actually throw the baseball to me. She would pitch the baseball to me. Of course, she threw underhanded, but I got to have batting practice with my grandma. Every time I went over there, and it was right outside, and the weather was fair, she would go out there, and we would have batting practice with my grandma. And she always made sure you had your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner, and then popcorn and ice cream before bed. And you were in bed at a specific time. Right after the news was over and the weatherman came on, you knew it was bedtime. I also had the tremendous blessing of being raised by a mother that was extremely loving and caring and very outgoing. If it wasn't for her, I don't know how much my ministry would stand or last, especially in my evangelism efforts. I got to see a person who was outgoing and caring to the community, and not only to her family, but to all people that she came in contact with. My mom was a great friend of everyone that she met, and I've learned a lot from her in talking with other people. And now I have a spouse who is my greatest support system when it comes to the ministry and the work here at church. When I'm discouraged, when I'm down, when things get hard and challenging, and they should in ministry because that's part of the position, she's there to pick me up. Mothers do a lot. One quick story about, and I wasn't sure if I was going to share this or not, but so when I was 8 years old, before a Wednesday night service, I had my flag football t-shirt on, and it was white, and we were the Jets. And so I'm riding my bicycle outside, and my shoestring gets wrapped around the pedal. And I was skilled enough at that age, I think I was 7 or 8, that I didn't have to stop the bike. I could keep riding my bike, but just take my foot and go backwards the other direction and untangle my shoestring that got wrapped around the pedal. So as I'm doing that, I have my head down, and I hit my dad's parked truck. And when I did that, I bit half of my tongue off. And we had to rush to the emergency room, and they had to sew my tongue together. But the thing I remember the most is, every night, my tongue swelled up, and I couldn't eat or drink, and I had to have popsicles. And throughout the night, guess who was next to me? My mom. She was there to care and make sure I wasn't injured through the night, that I slept well, and she was there to take care of me. That's what moms do. Moms are a great reflection of who God is. Our God is nurturing, He's caring, He's loving, and that's what moms do. They make great sacrifices for their kids. So we want to especially recognize them this morning with 5 simple truths. The first one, moms are life bearers. God has made them to carry around a child for 9 months, make that great sacrifice with their body, and invest energy into child rearing. Mothers give life, and this signifies the hope of the gospel. We want to be saved. We want to have life in God. Mothers are a symbol of this. The womb is a means by which God brought salvation to all men. You look at Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 28, and we're going to come back to this at the close of our lesson. Luke 1, 26. Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." We're going to revisit that at the end of this lesson. But when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed. Mothers give life. Mothers have this God-given role to be life bearers for all. And we see in Proverbs 139, verses 13 through 16, Psalm 139, 13 through 16. "For you formed my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed. And in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." So, how does God weave together a child? In the mother's womb. That is a great responsibility. Why should mothers be revered and honored today? Because God has given them this great responsibility to be childbearers. And mothers love their children. Mothers should be revered and honored because of their care and their love for their kids. They pray for their kids. They nourish their kids. They sacrifice for the kids. They protect. They care. They devote themselves into child development, which is ultimately the aim of all mothers. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Mother's job is to train up and raise Christians, God-fearers. And this is a huge task for all mothers. Just like Samuel's mother in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 23 through 28, she weaned the child. What does that mean? She fed him, she held him, she rocked him, she wiped his tears, she changed his diapers. She watched him while he was sick. And if you read in Samuel's account, when he is with Eli, the prophet, later on, Eli calls for Samuel. And what does Samuel do in response? "Here I am, Lord. You've called me. I'm responding." It ended up being God calling him, but he thought it was the prophet Eli calling him. And his response is quick. Where do you think that came from? Hannah. Do you think that he just learned that on his own? No. That took a lot of time and investment, correction, discipline, and love to bring up a child like Samuel. What about Timothy? We see in Timothy that the faith that his grandma Lois and his mother Eunice had was instilled in him. And just like Paul told Timothy, remember the scriptures that you learned from when you were a child? Those things can make you wise unto salvation. Where did he learn them? From his grandmother and his mother. Mother's role is extremely important. And why is this? Because mothers understand that children are a gift from God. Mothers truly love their children. Remember in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 and following, the great wise man Solomon is brought with two mothers, and there's a predicament that one mother had rolled over on her child, but she went and took another mother's child, and so she's claiming it to be her own, and no one can figure out who the child belongs to, which mother. And so Solomon very wise and yet very practical and sensible, he says, bring me a sword, I'll just cut the child in two. And which one did not want the child to be cut in two? The one who gave him life. Why? She had compassion on him. Give the child to her. I would rather the child live. Mothers promote life. I would rather that child survive, even if it's in her hands, than to have any harm or destruction come upon him. What did the other mother say? Oh yeah, go ahead, cut him in two. Who cares? Mothers love their kids. Number three, mothers restore order. In my house growing up, I played a lot of sports. And my poor mom, looking back on it now, that must have been a big challenge because I had basketball socks constantly on the floor. I think I wore two pairs of socks when I played basketball, and I played every single day. And I can even remember a time, looking back on this, what a great challenge for my mom and my dad, but today we're going to recognize mom. So when we would play in the wintertime, we would play tackle football. Growing up in Indiana, we would get 4 to 6 inches of snow, and any time it snowed, all of the neighborhood kids realized it's football time. We're going to play tackle football. And I wasn't the biggest one, yet I wasn't the smallest. I was right in the middle. But still, nobody likes to get tackled by someone larger than them. So I would wear 3 to 4 layers of clothing. And so it would cushion the hit. And also, I didn't like being cold. And it was cold up in Indiana. So I'd have 3 or 4 pairs of socks on. I'd have my tennis shoes on. I'd have 3 or 4 pairs of sweatpants and, 4 or 5 shirts with a jacket over it. And we would play as soon as it snowed. So if it snowed in the morning, we were out there playing. And we would play for a few hours. Then you come in, and those clothes that you wore, they were just soaking wet. And you came inside, you got warm, you ate. And that evening, guess what we would do again? We would go and play. And guess what I would do again? I'd put on more clothes, different clothes. So my poor mom must have been doing laundry 24/7. Moms are the ones who put everything together. They restore. They do the laundry. They do the cooking. They do the cleaning. They help build the relationships. They help build the home. They put everything together. How do they do this? With love. With care. Who else is going to do that? Moms do. Moms should be respected. Moms should be honored. Proverbs 14:1 says, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears her down." Moms put together the home. They are the house managers. Number four, we got 2 more points and we're going to close. Number four, why should we be honoring mothers today? Because they're worthy of praise. Just like the text that was so capably read for us, that the child praises her and the husband praises her, calls her blessed, respects her, reveres her. God is placing a premium on motherhood and on moms. We should respect them. And this is not only because it's a command, but it's just a wise decision. It's a good thing, and we should make no mistake. Moms are special. They're valuable. They're unique. And they're precious in God's sight. And they should be in ours as well. They have such a great responsibility put on them. Leviticus 19:3 says, "Each of you must respect your mother and father and observe the Sabbath." Remember in our bulletin, I have this quotation going back to Leviticus 19:2. And he commands us to be holy. Where does holiness begin? With respect towards your mother. It starts in the home. If we're going to be good Christian individuals, honor your mother. Lastly, moms are a gift. Moms are a gift to us from God. There's no denying it. We need moms. We need godly mothers who will fulfill their God-given responsibilities. We couldn't have life without them. What would life look like with no mothers? Who would take care of the kids? Who would be there to help you with your homework? Who would be there to say nightly prayers with you? To be there in the morning when you woke up? To be there in bed, in your room, waking you up every morning? Moms are going to be there. So life would not be the same without them. And that's the way God designed this. God made life this way. God has designed it for a husband and a wife to be together and to have children. Product of a healthy, strong marriage is kids. Look what Proverbs 18:22 says. Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 19:14, houses and riches are in the inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. They're a great gift. They're a wonderful blessing to us. Proverbs 31:26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Mothers know a thing about life. Moms know a thing about babies. They know a thing about feeding, cooking, cleaning, all of the things that we mentioned, but moms also know a thing about sacrifice. Moms know a thing or two about pain and hurt and love, necessity. When we read Luke chapter 1, remember what the angel said to Luke in Luke chapter 1? If you don't, let's quickly review this. In Luke 1, verse 26 or 28, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice highly, favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women," because she is going to bring in this child that's going to bring the world salvation. He's going to be the Lamb of God. I want you to turn your Bibles now to John 19. John 19. Mary must have remembered these words as she's standing at the foot of the cross, watching her son be crucified. And I want you to notice what our Lord and Savior does in His great moment of sacrifice. Moms know thing about sacrifice. Now there stood by the cross Jesus, His mother. Stood at the cross of Jesus, His mother. And His mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw His mother and the disciple whom He loved standing by, He said to His mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then He said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. How did Jesus honor His mother? He made sure, even after His passing, that she was taken care of. That's honor. That's reverence. And if it's good enough for our Lord and Savior to do that, and it's certainly good enough for us to do that this day. Make the most of your opportunity today. Today is a great opportunity to call your mom, tell her you love and you appreciate her. You're thankful for everything that she's done for you. She's brought you life. She loved you. She put things in order at the home. She's worthy of this time of praise. She's a gift from God. At the very least, in doing that, it's biblical. It's a command. And at the most, the best thing that can happen with you calling her and telling her you love her and you're thankful for her, And if your mother's passed on, then say it to your spouse. At the best, you can make that woman feel like the richest woman on earth. If you need any help, if you need anything, this morning we would love to help you. We would love for you to follow God's plan of redemption. God brought in salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, made Him a sacrifice on that cross in order for us to have life through Him. How can we come in contact with Jesus and with His saving blood? It's in baptism. We would love for you to follow that plan of redemption, to be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you come out a new creation. You come out a new person. A person who thinks differently, and you have a new goal and aim in mind. Now your job is to go and spread that message and to live joyously. There are no people on earth happier than Christians. Why? Because we're saved. We've been redeemed. We've been purchased back. If you want to be redeemed and saved by God, we would love to help you. If you're a person who needs prayers and repentance, we would love to help you as well. Thank you.